Just one question that was recently asked in the halakha. A lady wanted to know, after she comes out of the mikveh tahara, she wanted to shower, she wanted to go to the bath, she wanted to clean herself from the mikveh. Is it permissible, or is there a problem from taking from bathing after coming out of the mikveh? The truth of the matter is, this question was already raised by the Mordechi in Perek Bet of Shavuot, Siman Tav Shin Nun, and was discussed as well by Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina, the Baal Or Zaruah. The Baal Or Zaruah actually held that a lady should not go into the bath after the mikveh or shower, and he brought it a ayah from Masechet Shabbat Daf Yud Dalet. There the Gemara says that the rabbis made 18 takanot. One of the takanot they made was that if a person is, let's say, tameh, he's not allowed to eat terumah. Let's say he's not tameh. Let's say he's able to eat terumah, and he pours water over him. Ma'im she'uvin renders him unfit to eat terumah. Why? He didn't do anything wrong. He just poured the water over his head. Because what was happening, people were going to the mikveh to eat terumah, and after they were going to the mikveh, they were pouring water over their heads to clean themselves from the waters of the mikveh, and the people were saying that it's not the mikveh that's giving the tahara, it's the waters that they're pouring after, and the hakamim were concerned, what's going to happen? The people are going to say, forget about the mikveh. Just pour water over your head and you're kosher. And then Chas v'Shalom is going to come a great takala. So the rabbis made a takala and said, you know what, if someone puts water over their head, they're unfit to eat terumah, in order to deter them from this. So the Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina, the Or Zaruah, says, same thing over here. If you're going to let a lady go take a bath after the mikveh or a shower after the mikveh, what are the people going to say? It was, oh, it's the shower. The lady herself is going to say that. Oh, you see, they let me take it. The shower is the ikar. Therefore, Hazrami can come to undermine the mikveh. Therefore, he was posek asur, and that's the way the Rama in the Hagahan Siman Resh Aleph Sa'if Ayin He says, La'ahara tevila b'mikveh asur lirchotz atzma, because of this shita. V'chen nahagu, he says, and that is the minhag. However, keneged the Or Zaruah, you have the Ra'avaya. The Ra'avaya was the rabbi of the Or Zaruah. And in a Teshuvah, he says over here, he brings down that really the Ra'avaya, his da'at was to be Mekel. He said, if Or Zaruah Chelek Aleph, כתב שיש לאסור להיכנס את המרחל צהר התבילה because of the Gemara in Yud-Dalet. ומורי רבנו אבי עזרי, זה my rabbi, the rabbi had אבי עזרי, כתב בתשובה אחת, he wrote, that it's okay, because there's a difference. Over there they worried about terumah. Terumah is already Kodesh. So we make gezerot. But to go with home, to be with the husband, that's chulin. That's not an inyan of terumah. Therefore, we don't make these gezerot. Seems that is the opinion of many poskim as well. That Adbaz, for example, as in the Teshuvah, that the Minhag and Meslayim was that the ladies after the mikveh they would also go bathe and they would not have a problem. It seems that's the opinion of the Share Dura, the Egor, the Samag. There's many opinions that are Mekil. Amaran doesn't bring it down. This is the Rama bringing it down according to the Minhag of the Ashkenazim. So lefi asfaradim, there would be no problem if a lady wanted to take a shower or to bathe after she comes out of the mikveh. Hakam Avadya doesn't make a difference between the summer and the winter, whether the mikveh was cold or whether the mikveh was hot. Because some wanted to say only if the mikveh is cold, because they don't want to get sick, so they can take a hot shower. No, Hakam Avadya says even from a hot mikveh, they want to just shower, whatever, it's tiris. So therefore it's mutar. It should be noted that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Chalik Yoreh De'achad Ekbet Siman Saddi Vav, writes that Lefid Minhag Ashkenazim, they shouldn't chow for a full day after the mikveh. That's the minhag, full day. The Shevet HaLevi, however, Ravazna in Helek and Siman Kuf Kafe says that the law applies for Ashkenazim once they come home and even touch their husband, finished. The mikveh did its job. The mikveh was made for something, then already it's permissible for them to bathe. So that's a machlokes in Rav Moshe and the Shevet HaLevi, to what extent the minhag is. Rav Moshe says one day. And the Shevet HaLevi says once she comes home and already just nogeya. However, the fishitat is faradim, there is no problem whatsoever. Chavadiyah writes it out to buy it clearly. Isha nida, shetavla kedat v'chadin, mutala litrachetz acharechen be'ambatya, ve'en makom nigzor bazeh mishum gezerat merchatzaot.